Welcome to Psachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah. Previously, the Mishnah said in the name of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva that the Kohanim would burn meat that had become tameh, that had become contaminated with a lesser form of tumah of spiritual impurement, with meat that had a higher form of spiritual tumah, that was an av hatumah, the second highest level. Even though, really, you're not allowed to usually add tumah, add spiritual impurity, or give spiritual purity to sacrifices. However, because it was already tummy, it was already spiritually impure, it's not a problem to make it more spiritually impure. So Rabbi Meir said, from those words, Lamadnu, we learn, Shesarf in truma tahira, that you can burn pure truma, imhatameya, with contaminated truma. Remember, we said yesterday, truma was 2 out of every 100 bushels that one separates, a farmer separates of his crop, and he gives it to the Kohen, to the priest. Now, truma has kedusha, it has holiness, and it's prohibited to make it tummy, to make it spiritually contaminated. And yet, they learned that you can burn truma tahora, pure truma, with truma tameya, contaminated truma, ba Pesach, on Erev Pesach. And this is actually a novelty, because even though truma that's tahar, that's prohibited, is really not prohibited biblically in the sixth hour, it's only rabbinic. Nevertheless, since the rabbi said one should burn chametz, so if one has truma, that's chametz, that's 11th product, they could burn that with truma tameya, and they can make a tameh, they can contaminate it. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Amalo Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says to him, Enahim min amida. How could you compare if one has nothing to do with the other? Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, even though you're causing greater tumah, but greater spiritual impurity, but it was already tameh, so now you're making it more tameh. But over here, when you're burning truma tahora with truma tameya, the spiritually pure tithe with the spiritually impure tithe, it's really spiritually pure tithe that was not tameh. It wasn't contaminated at all, so therefore it's prohibited. You can't do that. Regardless of what the Mishnah says, Omodin Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi adds, and he says, that even though Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue later on by suffic truma tameya, that means if you have truma, you have the tithe, but you're not sure if it's tameh. Shesarf and Zula Atma, they both agree that you can burn this by itself and this by itself. That means to say you can't burn truma tahora with truma tameya on Erev Pesach. Rather, each one has to be burnt by itself. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both said that you cannot burn pure truma with impure truma, that both chametz on Erev Pesach. Alma nechlekusa, what is the disagreement? Al hatluya. On truma, that's a suffek. That means you're not sure if it became tummy, if it became spiritually contaminated. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar holds tisar of zula atma, zula atma. He holds even truma, which may possibly have been contaminated, still you're obligated to err on the side of caution, and you cannot burn it together with truma tumea because maybe you're causing the truma tahora, the pure truma, to become contaminated from the truma tumea. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees and says, Shtei and Ka'achas, you could burn both of them together because since there's a safek tuma that's questionable that maybe it's tumea, we have no obligation to make sure that it doesn't become tumea, and therefore you could burn it together. This concludes the first chapter in Maseches Psachim, wishing you an amazing upcoming day.